In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Well, apologies to Christy 0902, who is in the Twitch chat right now and appears to be bothered by my air triangle during that Steely Dan song. So I apologize. Sometimes I get carried away when
you're
it comes
cosplay
to
guy.
That's not cosplay.
Yeah, you're cosplaying.
Isn't it like cosplay?
I'm
airbending. No, I'm not cosplaying.
You're cosplaying.
There's a difference.
Yeah. I would just like to tell Christy, she's not alone. We all felt that.
I'm into it. I get carried away a little bit with the music. It's a vibe.
Okay.
This is Harry from Southie. What's up, Harry?
Hey, Greg. Big fan. Thank you for all you do for the community. I'm the assistant property manager at 60 State Street, where the Sam Adams Tap Room is located. I just wanted to let you know that feel free to park at our garage.
Oh.
You deserve it. It's very, very convenient. And you go right up to Sam Adams Tap Room, and we'll be waiting for you.
Oh, okay. Would that would that be any day I wanted or just tomorrow?
Maybe I can pull some strings for you.
There you go.
All right. Awesome. And we'll see you, I assume, at some point during the morning tomorrow?
Of course. I'm a huge fan. I listen all the time, so I'm very, very excited for this.
All right. Yeah.
No. And also, any news about the Celtics owner transaction?
No, there's zero. There's been zero news.
No.
We'll talk to Wick on the show tomorrow. But
Bezos,
Joe Mazzulla. If you're curious, Joe Mazzulla will be back as head coach.
Why do you want Bezos?
I don't know. He's got a ton of money.
Bezos.
I feel like those owners. Like he reminds me.
He's going to be an absentee owner though. But he's always on his yacht.
But isn't that good?
Like, no.
Are basketball people doing basketball things.
I want no part of Bezos.
You don't want a local guy to own it?
I mean, that'd be nice, but like,
Rob
it's not a requirement.
Hale. Yeah, Rob Hale.
He reminds me of Steve Ballmer, the guy that owns the Clippers.
Yeah.
Come in, got a ton of money, loves this kind of spotlight, is going to come in and try to get a new arena built, got money to throw around, and wants to be seen courtside yelling and screaming. And I feel like those type of owners are always willing to spend, because I'd like to see the Celtics get a new arena.
Yeah.
You know, it'd obviously be pretty cool.
On that.
But if you got a guy like Bezos.
You think the current mayor of this city is going to approve any kind of building project for the Boston Celtics? You're nuts.
Well, when you got a guy like Bezos who's got.
She'd allow it if there was free housing in it for people.
He's got that type of money to do it, though.
Okay. But Wiggy, I know you're new. You grew up in Boston, but you're back in the city for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
The way I approach ideas is if it makes sense, it's not going to happen.
Well, plus, there'll be a new mayor anyways.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of mayors, we'll speak to the old one tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
as we celebrate our fifth birthday at the Sam Adams Tap Room. Martin J. Walsh will join us tomorrow morning. Yep. He's now the head of the NHL Players Union. Yeah. So, and Charlie Baker, the president of the NCAA, will join us tomorrow as well.
I guess Marty would be a good one to ask about potentially if there could be a new arena, where it could be built, how would that sure.
Well, go Marty about thought it was a good idea to have the Olympics here, so I don't know.
Right. The economy, wouldn't you want it?
Occasionally, swing and a miss. Yeah.
More jobs.
All right, 6 to 10 tomorrow. Can't wait to see all of you so that we can share our birthday together. 5 long years. But right now, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Don Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. In sports, where do you want to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, as you mentioned already this morning, Patrick Mahomes spoke to the media and talked about how excited he is to play in his first preseason game, as Andy Reid announced earlier this week, that he would be featured in the preseason game. Even the best quarterback on the planet plays in the preseason, Greg.
Some Chiefs fans are really upset about this. Mm-hmm. Others want it when it comes to preseason.
It'll be a series, and that's it. Hand off, pass, sit on the sidelines, Patrick.
Yeah.
I think they'll dial up one deep ball to either Hollywood Brown or the new kid Xavier Worthy just to show everybody what they're in for this season, and then he's off the field.
Yep. I have a question for the room. If Mahomes goes down, and we don't want that to happen tomorrow, and he's just done for the season, win total for the Chiefs.
Oof.
I say
backup?
7.5?
Yeah, I say 7.5, and I go under.
Yeah, I'd go under, too. Who's their backup? The Chiefs.
It used to be the guy from Missouri.
Used to be Chase Daniel.
Right.
All right. We'll find out. Yeah, but I would say under. I would definitely.
Oh, it's the guy that used to be
Carson
with Brady.
Wentz.
Is it Carson Wentz?
Oh, it is Carson Wentz. Now.
Yes.
That's right.
All right. Yeah.
Good job, Courtney.
Good job.
All right. What do you say about it?
This is Patrick Mahomes.
I'm extremely excited. I mean, obviously for me to go out there and play with these guys and showcase what we have the ability to do, but to learn from our mistakes too. I mean, you want to go out there and play for real and play against someone else. I'm tired of going against Spags and every defense known to man. And so I think just going out there, letting the guys play, make decisions under fire and have them make those right decisions and learn from the mistakes after.
Patrick, you always talk about getting that first hit out of the way, the season started. How excited are you about probably getting that next hit?
I already took my first hit. You didn't see Chris the other day? He just smoked me. No, it's cool. I always want to get hit, but not hit hard. So if I can just throw the ball and one of those DNs just wants to just give me a little push, that's all I need. So, it's cool. I like playing in the preseason, honestly. Getting in there, trying to make sure that we're doing stuff the right way, and then getting out, trying to keep everybody healthy, and then playing the sport that I love. So I'm excited for the opportunity. Hopefully we can hold off the rain a little bit and go out there and play a good football game against a good team.
Okay.
Yeah, it won't all be right. much, though. Andy Reid's not stupid. Yeah.
Can't believe it's finally here.
Yeah.
Finally.
I can't wait for tonight.
I know.
And I don't when do we ever focus on preseason? Never in the past, but.
But you can't wait tonight because of Drake Mayo.
Yeah, because I want to see Drizzy Drake.
That's it.
I want to see what Drizzy Drake
can looks I issue
like.
Patrick Mahomes an apology?
Yes.
Because a few years ago, and I've been very firm on this, I considered him a dink. But I think that was just a reflection of Travis Kelce through Patrick Mahomes.
Mm.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes is as dinkish as I thought he was.
Okay.
And he's just so good. And when he talks, his voice is stupid, but the words he says are actually good. And I think he deserves some credit.
Would you play a guy like Aaron Rodgers in the preseason at all?
No, absolutely not. 40 years old, no shot.
No.
Look at everything Mahomes overcomes in the chaos around him.
Yeah.
His brother, his dad.
His wife.
His wife.
The Reed family.
The Reed family. Like, and without Mahomes, the Chiefs are just an also-ran. And he's also been, I think, bad for teammates like Brady was, but he's been outspoken about how he doesn't need to be the highest paid guy. Like, he's everything you would want in a star player.
All right, what's next, Shime?
Well, let's go from one star quarterback to another. Josh Allen was asked. Greg, you were on this last year, I believe, how the Bills had some inner turmoil going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Josh Allen spoke to the press, and he was asked if he misses Stephon Diggs at all. This was Josh Allen's response.
Steph's a great player, and what he brought to this team was special. So
Miss is I don't know if I'd say miss. You know, he was a guy that was reliable. You can look to. He's going to have the juice each and every day. I'm sure he's bringing it over there in Houston. So definitely, yeah, you can't say that you don't miss that. But I am very happy with what we got going on here and how hard the guys have been working. And yeah.
Miss his ability, yes. Miss him, no.
That's exactly what it is. They clearly did not like each other in the end.
Nah. No. Well, but that's because Diggs wants every single football in his direction, right? I mean, is that what it is?
I guess, but at the same time, like...
He was getting a lot of targets.
And he was right. Like, right. He deserved every football right. at the time. But then again, you look at that Patriots game, and he dropped a really big pass that mm-hmm. probably should have been caught.
And then that game plan in the playoffs he didn't really like because he felt like he wasn't featured enough. So
oh, that game in the snow?
I can't.
Where there was he was like yelling at Josh Allen.
Yeah, so I mean, but, you know, when a receiver's that good, there's always going to be a little, you know, headbutting, especially, you know, if you got a quarterback who's that good, who's very vocal like Josh Allen. So
in the Twitch chat, Shay says, this is what Ayuk will be like, Curtis.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know why you're suggesting. You have no idea what he will be like if he is on your team.
Yeah, and if you pay a receiver $32 million a year, you expect him to be like that. Every star receiver in the NFL is a diva. Wiggy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Keyshawn demanded the ball when he was a big-time receiver. Steve Smith, I'm sure, demanded the football. Randy Moss demanded the football. They all do it. Every receiver on the planet that's really, really good demands the football.
You know the only one that doesn't? Is Mike Evans. He's the only guy that's elite Hall of Fame level that's never been in any way like that.
Yep.
I think when you're at that level, your expectations as an offense or an offensive coordinator or a head coach, they shouldn't have to demand the ball. You should be like, all right, we're getting the ball to him as many times as possible, and that's what we're going to do. And you shouldn't have, and I get the, you know, the diva attitudes and stuff like that. But when you're that talented, it should be get that man the ball any chance we can get.
All right. Anything else, Ryan?
Yeah. One more quick one for you here. Red Sox win another series against the Royals. They lost last night, but they take the series. Here was Alex Cora's takeaway on the series and the road trip as a whole.
That we can hit, you know, he's one of the best too, and we put pressure on him. We hit the ball out of the ballpark. We were probably one pitch away from getting him out. We played well. You win two series on the road. Now you go home, and we got to take care of business.
Okay, all right. They certainly turned it around post All-Star break.
Oh yeah,
I mean they lost those three. Was it three series that they lost?
They were like. Two or three and seven.
And they turned it around mm-hmm. a little bit, which is great. That is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up at 7:45, we'll get to the news with Courtney. And what the city of Boston is willing to give you $3,000 to buy. So that is coming up during the news. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox dropped their final game against the Royals 8-4, Kansas City avoiding a sweep. Cutter Crawford went 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3. The boys off tonight before welcoming the Astros to Fenway tomorrow for a weekend series. Elsewhere in baseball, want to shout out our guy Kyle Schwarber, who had a hell of a night in L.A. for the Phillies. 3 homers for the former Sox fan favorite. And the U.S. is up to 94 overall medals, including 27 gold. They lead the way in the Paris Olympics. Men's basketball faces off with Serbia today at 3 p.m. in the semifinals. And the NCAA has handed down a 4-year show cause order for Jim Harbaugh after determining the coach had impermissible contact with recruits and players during the COVID-19 restricted period. The ruling effectively means that Harbaugh will not be able to coach at the college level for the next 4 years. The NFL has declined to comment on the matter. And we'll see some Pats in action tonight, taking on the Carolina Panthers in their first preseason game at Gillette, 7 p.m. start for them. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with the weather.
Kyle Schwarber has 120 home runs as a Philly. What an absolute, of all the decisions, of all the bungling that has gone on inside the walls of Fenway Park, that may be the dumbest thing they have done.
He couldn't even get a phone call back.
He wanted to stay here.
He got a new phone, who dis? From Heim Bloom.
120 home runs, 62 degrees, sunny, afternoon high, 75.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then
Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Personally, you've been the head coach here for 6 months now. Thursday night, get to see your team in the full uniform. You get to put on the headset. What's it like for you?
I'm excited. I'm excited to be on the sideline. And honestly, I'm excited for the players to go out there and perform well. So that's the main thing.
Tonight we're going to make it happen. Tonight we'll put all of the things aside.
Is Patriots head coach Gerard Mayo, who is so excited about being the head coach on the sidelines for the first time this evening, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to look for when it comes to Gerard Mayo?
Before we get to that, everybody of a certain age thinks of a certain moment in a TV show's history when they hear that song. What do you think about?
Saved by the Bell.
Yes! Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah. Carry on.
It was also hilarious when you think back to that episode because it made it seem like she was doing like hardcore drugs. She was doing like caffeine.
Right.
Huh?
And then she crashed immediately.
Yeah.
Was it like no dose or something?
No,
like that?
No, she was studying.
Like, yeah, it was like it wasn't even Adderall. I don't think it was like caffeine pills.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Football.
I'll be looking for Mayo is just like how he handles certain situations that happen in the game. Like, you know, fourth and one, what's his decision like? You know, those are the things that you're going to try to judge him on in the preseason the best way you can. But those are the things within the game where we're going to start comparing him to Bill. How is the team prepared? Are they jumping off sides a lot, right? Are we seeing situationally they know what to do or they don't know what to do? How is he handling all of those things? Will be some of the things that you can look for to see like, okay, hey, they played a clean game, not a lot of mistakes, especially the first and second units. You go, okay, they played a clean game, not a lot of mistakes, not a lot of stupid penalties.
Yeah.
So you'd be looking for things like that, but I think that's what he's probably going to be focused on himself.
I'm just worried about Drake May. That's all I find interesting. If the offensive line can remain somewhat protective of him and see how he looks, see how the offense gets the line. Wiggy's good point about the just how the offense looks. Is it seamless? Are they the penalties of the years past continuing, delay of games, inability to get the play in, all that? I don't think fourth and one is going to be much of a thing tonight, but I think that the Drake May performance and tomorrow morning, my guess is everybody's in love with Joe Milton.
Because, you think so?
Because this is made for him. Last year, who was the guy that we all fell in love with? The quarterback that wasn't even on the team?
Cunningham.
Malik Cunningham.
Malik Magic. Yeah.
That'll be the fourth quarter. Steve Burton will be jumping up and down.
Well, what will you? Is there something you'll be looking for? Whether it's for Mayo, whether it's, I mean, I think we're all in agreement that Curtis is right. We all want to see Drake May. But is there
the
some,
only reason people will be there tonight?
But is there something specifically that you want to see for Mayo?
I think I will reserve judgment till the regular season gets here, and when it really matters. Mm-hmm. Like I think that, you know, if you're going to compare him to Bill Belichick, which inevitably is going to happen, it's going to be the strategic in-game stuff that can make a difference. When, you know, how much difference can that question, the age-old question, how much difference can a head coach really make? I think Bill was worth a win or two additionally for a football team, so I want to find out if Jerod Mayo learned anything under his tutelage. And I mean, I'm sure he prepares in a different way than Bill prepares. He certainly has shown himself to, when dealing with the media, to do it in a different way than Bill did. I think that's been refreshing for a lot of people.
Does he take the D'Amico Ryans approach? Does he call the defense himself? Or does he let DeMarcus Covington do that? You know, I think those will be interesting things to see, because remember, all the time that he was under Bill, Steve really called the defense. Does he now go, okay, I'm a defensive guy, I'm the head coach, this is my football team. Does he become one of those coaches that is a little bit more, you start to see them nowadays, especially head coaches, that is, you know, the guy calling the plays? Or is he sitting back and kind of just, you know, overseeing?
I think he'll be overseeing is my guess. That's what I would prefer for him to do. And I would say the other thing that I'll look at outside of Drake May, but it's part of it, are the young receivers. Polk, Thornton's back and somewhat healthy. How does Pop Douglas look? I don't know if he'll play. Is he still in the non-contact uniform?
I'm not sure.
But either way,
Baker,
like, I want to see, you know, how the young receivers look in this offense, specifically with Drake May. And if there's not a big difference between Brissett and May tonight, then I don't know what we're doing, because that is the greatest sign that we'll have. So it's really, I'm watching Drake May, but I'm also watching how he compares in contrast to Jacoby Brissett, because I think Shime's right. It's basically four quarters, four quarterbacks. First quarter Brissett, second quarter May, third quarter Zappe, fourth quarter Milton. That's what I expect. And I want to see how they do, and if there isn't a major difference, then May should be getting all the reps with the ones.
And if we want him to start week one, tonight's going to have to be the first night where you actually think to yourself, oh, like he can keep up in this league, he can do something. We should make sure that he gets all the reps with the ones we possibly can.
I heard Tom E. Curran on this radio station maybe Monday discuss how, from his perspective, Jacoby Brissett has surprised him when it came to the way he has looked so far in camp.
I think Christian Fourier basically said that as well. Christian was speaking glowingly about him, and he told us that while we've on this show been kind of nonchalant about the difference between Jacoby and Drake and how many games can Jacoby really win us or how many games can Drake really lose us, he said that it's worlds different between Jacoby and Drake. So, yeah. I mean, and that was two weeks ago, but
isn't it really hard to make that?
Did Drake May quote tweet it and then threaten to fight Fourier?
He didn't.
But isn't it really hard to make that determination when the reports are Drake May, Drizzy gets very, very little reps with the first unit?
And Jacoby Brissett has a massive head start. It's a system he's familiar with, and he's been in the league for 8 years. Of course he's going to look worlds better on, you know, the first week of training camp than the rookie quarterback, who is still just getting accustomed to the NFL. Like, the thing for Drake May is just making sure he gets the play in correctly and gets it to the line of scrimmage and snaps the ball before the play clock runs out. Like, if he does that and then makes a couple plays with his arm, everything else is gravy.
Football coverage here on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. You see this text, Wiggy, which says it is going to be an absolute disaster for Jerod Mayo, 781 text, if he is trying to call the defense as a head coach. I mean, I don't know.
Why is that? D'Amico Ryans does it.
Too much for, like, he can't multitask. I mean,
Doesn't half the league call the offensive plays? Why can't he call defensive plays?
Exactly.
And it's not like and even with Bill, it's not like he's really inserting himself into the offense. He probably has basically told, Van Pelt and those guys on offense, hey, do what you need to do, especially during the games, and he probably pops in here and there if they say, hey, Gerard, should we go for it on fourth down? What should we do in this situation? That's really about the only thing he'll chime in on the offense for, is he'll be like, all right, let's go for it, or, you know, look to run the ball here, or come up with your best shot play. That's kind of the extent of his offensive insertion, where I think he's just going to be focused on the defense. So he could easily call the defensive plays, and then the special team coach does the special team coach stuff. I mean, the whole theory of, like, I think the head coach doing everything and overseeing is more for a non-game day situation, just all the other stuff that goes with the practice and, you know, all the other nonsense that comes with being a head coach, travel.
All right. Well, 7 p.m. this evening at Gillette. It is Patriots and Panthers, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. 1 week from Monday, our first official Mayo Monday. So Gerard Mayo will join us at Gillette Stadium 1 week from Monday.
It's time for...
I rise today to recognize a specially crafted food that draws people from across the country to my hometown of New Haven, Connecticut. It is called Abiz.
The news.
It's not no bad pizza. New York pizza sucks. Connecticut pizza sucks.
It does.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
The new line on Unlimited Ultimate. Sorry, let me try this one more time.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
I've said it on this show, but I have no interest in going to space, like, ever in my entire life. And this is the reason why.
Well, I mean, it's not surprising.
No.
You are afraid of opening a grocery bag because you're worried that somebody's going to pop out and kidnap you. So I
didn't look too afraid going 140 miles per hour on the water.
That is true. So, yes, that is true.
But space just had, I have no interest.
But just a quick note from yesterday. We were talking about things we're afraid of. I walked into the Walgreens by us, Courtney, yesterday.
Yeah.
And I finally have a way to describe the people that work there. They give me a look like I'm entering their hotel room with the wrong key. Like, how dare you want to buy this C battery for your son's stupid piano? Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway, carry on.
NASA is saying that 2 astronauts will be stranded in space possibly till 2025.
What? Damn.
Yeah, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams, 2 veteran NASA astronauts, piloted the first crewed test flight of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. Mm. My ass is not getting in a Boeing going into outer space.
That's the first problem.
They have now been in space for 63 days.
All right.
7 weeks more than they were supposed to be.
Okay.
The space agency has been examining whether they could come home on board a SpaceX craft instead of the Boeing Starliner capsule, as there are worries about safety with the Boeing capsule. But they're saying that they don't think that they could get that done till 2025.
Jesus. Now, do they have enough food and everything?
It seems like spirits are high.
Yeah. Right?
So I think that they do have enough. This is a movie.
It's a movie
in the making.
Right.
We can hear from NASA's Ken Bowersox talking to WHDH.
While they're up there, we have extra crews, we have extra hands. They can do a lot more work, but they're also using up more consumables, more supplies. So we have to maintain that balance, and at some point we need to bring those folks home.
Mm. How much oxygen do you have?
I bet they prepared, knowing, I would think you would say, we got to prepare for the worst, so let's prepare for 2 years of, God forbid, something happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My God. Do you think they fall in love?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I don't know.
Your thoughts immediately go to love?
Kinda.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
Very scary. 35-year-old Gary Hunt, the guy who was accused of stealing $13,000 worth of chips at Encore, appeared in court yesterday.
How did he do that?
So he allegedly was sitting at one of the tables and wasn't playing. And then all of the sudden reached over and just took all the chips and ran out the door. Cops chased him down. They found him almost immediately in the back of a parking lot with 13,000 chips on him. He was brought in. He was seen in court yesterday. He's facing charges. We can hear a witness speaking to NBC 10.
I seen a guy running and a whole bunch of police over here. They had the dogs. They had helicopters. I didn't know what was going on at first.
What a dodo. Does he not know that there's cameras everywhere? Every single place you go in a casino?
They said he distracted. Look over there, there's a fire.
No. Did he distract the dealer? Is that how he did it?
That's
where was the pit boss?
Pit boss was probably, stamping somebody's car or something like that.
He's also the son of former Woonsocket mayor.
Okay.
Some political ties.
Yeah, I don't know how far you think you're going to get with snatching up some chips.
You're not. Okay. And thank God this next story ended the way that it did. Organizers of three Taylor Swift concerts in Vienna this week called them off yesterday after officials announced two arrests of extremists who were planning to launch an attack on her concerts.
This was ISIS.
Yes. Have ties to ISIS, yes.
ISIS wanted to effect a terrorist attack and take Taylor Swift out.
Really?
Now, I will say this. If there were any organization in the world that I believe could defeat ISIS, it would be the Swifties. If you cross them, then you do it at your own peril.
Yeah.
And are they officially classified as a terrorist organization,
the Swifties? No,
they're not.
We are here for love and peace.
But I feel like if you come at their queen, you best not miss.
I think that they were just looking for mass casualties. It seemed like they were found with explosives on them, and they had plots to go and take out the concert goers.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I don't think that they ever would have gotten close to Taylor. I mean, if they're close to the state, I don't know. Mm. Just thank God that they were able to track these two down.
Right.
I think an abundance of caution. They've canceled those three shows. I feel really bad for people that are already in Vienna. People are planning trips to go see these shows. I saw a woman tweeting this morning, it's very hard for her to explain to her 8-year-old daughter why the trip that they planned is no longer happening.
Somebody's
just really, really scary. We can hear from a security expert on WHDH.
People don't even have to actively be a member of a group to be radicalized by them. A random person can go on the internet and get radicalized and a couple days later be trying to carry out an attack.
Yeah.
Really scary.
I saw another security expert say that what the Swifties do when going up against a terrorist organization like ISIS is they explain her lyrics to them to death.
Yeah, it would work.
That's how they kill them.
Yeah.
Is this the new world where we don't explain what they're actually being radicalized by?
I don't know.
ISIS is the Islamic terrorist organization for people that have radicalized the Islamic faith.
Maybe they don't like that she lip syncs.
She doesn't.
Well,
she doesn't. And it has nothing to do with Taylor.
She has the fact track that, in the back.
Nope, she doesn't. Well, everybody does at a concert.
We want to hear a real Taylor.
Nope. I think they were just looking for mass casualty. Very, very scary.
Yeah, it is scary. All right, we got to take a break. We will get to the rest of the news next, including what the city of Boston is willing to give you $3,000 to buy.
And I could show you incredible things, magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Blue money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a lot of Starbucks lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. 'Cause you know
up at 9, the Red Sox front office report. But right now, back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
It's crazy to me how upset people get when we talk Taylor Swift. Like, people are angry on the internet.
Well, I mean, there are some who like and some who don't like. Yeah, it happens.
Yep. As is life.
Yeah.
We've got a Hillman jinx on our hand. Nelly has been arrested for ecstasy possession at a St. Louis area casino yesterday. The arrest occurred around 4:45 a.m. Nelly, who's 49, was held and then released by police. Nelly's attorney said it was an overzealous officer who targeted him and conducted an improper search.
Okay. Well, he was still in possession of it.
Was it for personal use?
Yeah. Well, you still can't have ecstasy.
If it's for personal use.
It was medicinal
purposes. Yeah. Yes, Wiggy.
It wasn't like he had 6 kilos of coke on him. Yeah. I mean, like, really?
Right. The officer asked him to please stop hugging him every five minutes during the arrest.
He was jumping around.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there.
It was just a dream.
And in the same breath, Australian men's field hockey player, 28-year-old Tom Craig, was arrested and placed in custody after allegedly attempting to buy cocaine.
Yeah.
Craig left a team function in Paris Tuesday night and just 15 minutes later was arrested for trying to buy 1 gram of coke from a street dealer. He released a statement saying, "I'd firstly like to apologize for what has occurred the past 24 hours. I made a terrible mistake. I take full responsibility for my actions. My actions are my own and by no way reflect the values of my family, my teammates, my friends, my sport, and the Australian Olympic team."
Was he trying to buy it from Michael Jordan's kid? Or?
All right.
You see that?
I did.
Like, I guess you never know when the paparazzi are around.
I guess not. Or maybe it's just like, hey, you know, I need a little pick-me-up. Who cares?
Okay, but during lunch? Do people need a pick-me-up during lunch?
I think people need pick-me-ups all the time.
Have you ever seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes, I have.
What's the Olympic guy doing? Is he just like strolling around Paris like, hey, you know anybody that got some coke on him?
Well, he's probably done with his, you know, what sport was he?
Field hockey.
Field hockey. So he's probably done with his match for the day. But
Wiggy's right. Like, who are you asking to find a street
dealer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't you like...
Well, there's the Chris Heron story is wild. In his Celtics warm-ups, he went outside the garden and got drugs.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But he probably met with his dealer.
Right, he probably knew who it was.
This guy's just strolling around, I don't know, whatever street in Paris, is just asking randos, hey, you know where I can get some blow?
Yeah, not smart. All right.
An irrational fear, and I'll be interested to know Wiggy's take on this. White Mountain, New Hampshire authorities have warned that hungry bears are coming after everyone, but they're looking for food.
Fun
they're
fact,
not looking
Courtney,
to fight.
The roof deck of Echelon, also known as White Mountain.
Apparently, the bears have become so accustomed to people giving them food and people walking around them that they're not afraid of people anymore.
No. They posted on Facebook to say, "We have a strong bear population. If you're hiking in places like the White Mountains, you're going to see bears. The key is to recognize that the bear is not approaching you because it's aggressive. Mm-hmm. The bear is approaching you because it could be food conditioned and it's used to getting food tossed to it." Mm. So they're basically saying, if a bear comes up to you while you are hiking in the White Mountains, don't fret.
Yeah, okay.
They're not aggressive. They just want your food.
Then when you don't have no food to give them, you become the food.
Good point.
White Mountain, also what the field hockey Olympian was looking for.
White Mountain Creamery at Boston College. Very delicious.
Excellent waffle cone.
White Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
One of the breakfast items tomorrow, excuse me for a moment, at the 5th birthday party for this show is a jalapeno cheddar stuffed cornbread waffle.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Does that sound good?
Delicious.
Take me a piece home, please?
I wish you could come tomorrow, Shime.
I know.
You miss not all the fun, but a lot of the fun.
Somebody's got to stay here and do the dirty work.
We appreciate your dedication to that,
Thank you.
Craft. But I'm not a huge cornbread person.
What?
I know.
So good.
You got to find.
It's kind of, I feel like it's dry a lot of the time.
Have you ever had Trader Joe's cornbread?
No.
Very good.
You want the best?
Oh, by the way, Trader Joe's has the I think it's new, the best. They do a good job on the, what are you laughing at?
You're just coming around on Trader Joe's, and I don't know what's changed in your life.
You just can't get regular stuff. It's not,
you
don't.
Used to call it Trader Blows, and for the last couple of weeks, once a week,
you've brought up a product.
He has been
from
coming
there.
Around
it
to
has
it.
Nothing to do with DMs.
Oh, of she's just opening
does.
Your eyes.
No, it doesn't.
She's opening your eyes.
Yeah, he's always
it
there.
Does
now.
Not.
Yeah. Yep.
They have a root beer float popsicle.
Okay.
Which
what is wrong with you?
It's only 100 calories, Curtis.
Yeah. When was the last time, outside of being with your kids, that you got a popsicle?
I
the
tried
ice cream
it,
truck.
And it was delicious.
Courtney, when was the last time you bought a popsicle?
Actually, I'm the wrong person to ask. Santo and I usually always have popsicles.
Oh, really? Wow,
yeah,
okay.
It's just like a perfect after-dinner
right.
summer treat
right.
that
quick,
is low calorie. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can get that now. If, yeah. But if you do, if you're
well,
feeling
well,
a little...
Well, don't go to Moo and you don't need to have the popsicle.
If you're, like, up in the air on cornbread, Southern Kin and Assembly Row in Somerville,
yeah.
they might have the best cornbread around, so...
Well, if you join us tomorrow morning so we can celebrate your fifth birthday and the fifth birthday of this show... You can choose a barbecue burrito.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose boozy donuts from Sarcastic Sweets. It's going to be unbelievable tomorrow morning. Can't wait to see everybody at Sam Adams downtown Faneuil Hall. All right, what else?
Well, you and Curtis are really going to love this next story. Michelle Wu announced the launch of the Boston E-Bike Incentive on Monday. It's a program that will offer eligible residents a voucher between $800 to $2,400 towards the purchase of an e-bike. Recipients will also receive $150 towards bicycle safety equipment.
All right.
So they're going to pay people to use an e-bike.
Correct.
The city is buying e-bikes for people.
And the safety equipment with it.
Think about that.
Yep. Yeah.
Does the city have endless funds available and I just don't know about it?
I don't believe Maybe. So.
Okay.
I'll take an e-bike.
Sure you will.
I'm guessing
you might not qualify, Wiggy.
Listen.
I don't think it's for anybody who wants one.
Listen, Mayor Wu went to Harvard and graduated. She was the valedictorian of her high school class. She is smarter than I will ever be. I don't understand how you can be that smart and have such bad ideas. Like, you can't incentivize people to do something they don't want by spending money you don't have.
How about giving people $2,000 or whatever the number is, $2,500 for their rent or $2,500 for their groceries?
Yes.
All right. I'll take that. Or
$2,500 for their car.
How about Eversource?
Some people have to use a car to get to work.
Correct.
I hate to break it to these people.
Yeah.
Like, you can't use an e-bike December through March in this city.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any audio on this?
We do. Before we get to the audio, can I just say how to be eligible?
Yeah.
Okay.
You must be a Boston resident over 18 years old.
All right. I am that.
And to fit the following criteria. Income eligible adult. Now, I don't know what this means. At or below 40% AMI.
Yeah. It's probably average metric index of. You have to make 40% less than the average, whatever. Yeah.
Greg, very close to the next one. A senior over the age of 60.
Okay. Ooh. This is very safe because we could see how seniors like myself self-drive. So we're going to have people ramming e-bikes in the CVSs all over
Correct.
The old people. Okay.
Yep. And an adult with a chronic or permanent disability.
Okay.
So we can hear audio from the chief of streets in Boston.
The chief of streets.
Chief of streets.
What is his or her name? The chief of streets of the city of Boston. Curtis, you could probably look a salary up on that, baby.
I would just say I'm personally offended by the use of chief.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Joshua Franklin Hodge.
What is it?
Joshua Franklin Hodge.
Franklin Hodge.
Yep.
Why does everybody have five names?
They do.
It's probably a marriage name or whatever.
You got Tibbetts Nuts and you got Franklin Hodge. All right.
Chief of Streets.
Let's hear the audio from the Chief of Streets.
So the vouchers range in value depending upon the circumstances and the type of bike, but they range from $800 to $2,400, and the eligibility is for what we call income eligible adults, so people who make 40% or less of the median income, seniors over the age of 60, and any adult with a chronic or permanent disability.
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line.
aren't people just going to flip them and sell them on eBay or whatever? And,
I mean,
and
I
pocket the 24.
I would use mine, though.
It's nuts. All right.
Courtney, I got to apologize to Courtney because I used to criticize her for riding the bikes.
Yeah.
I take a great bike. I'll be riding a great bike to work tomorrow.
I told
really?
You.
The great bikes I love because they're the e-bikes. They're
are you
the
really
going
to ride one to, yep. to Sam Adams tomorrow?
Yep.
I will do that, too.
I'm all over the city on a great bike.
I will
bike.
Ride from the seaport over there.
Yeah. I'm like
morning.
Debo with my gray bike.
Okay, what time should we leave?
We're not going to make it to a six-year birthday.
How long
I mean,
do you think
it only will take me 5 minutes to get from where I live to...
Yeah, you're close.
Yeah. But on those gray
it
bikes...
It won't take me that much longer. I'll just go over the Seaport Bridge. Yeah. And is I'm right there in Faneuil Hall.
I would say
it's
less,
a terrible idea.
I would say 10 minutes. I've done the gray bike from the Seaport.
Uh-huh.
The gray bikes, because they're electric, they go faster.
You're only going to be able to get a blue bike, though. There's blue bikes right outside of Echelon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where the gray bikes are.
I've never seen a gray bike there.
Well, the blue bike probably goes faster than Red Turtle.
No, the blue bikes are the ones, when I say blue bikes, I say gray because the ones that are electric are the gray color.
Yes, I know. I've never seen one of them over.
That's where I got one at the Seaport.
Right. Yeah. We got to take a break. Is there news last?
There's one more story.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to it when we come back.
And I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game. Wanna play. Suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain.
Coming up at 9, the Red Sox front office report, but right now back to the rest of the news with Courtney.
It's crazy to me how upset people get when we talk Taylor Swift. Like, people are angry on the internet.
Well, I mean, there are some who like and some who don't like.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yep. As is life.
Yeah.
We've got a Hillman jinx on our hand. Nelly has been arrested for ecstasy possession at a St. Louis area casino yesterday. The arrest occurred around 4:45 a.m. Nelly, who's 49, was held and then released by police. Nelly's attorney said it was an overzealous officer who targeted him and conducted an improper search.
Okay. Well, he was still in possession of it.
Was it like for personal use?
Yeah. Well, you still can't have ecstasy.
You know. It's for personal use.
It wasn't like he had.
It was medicinal purposes. Yeah. Yes, Wiggy.
Wasn't it like it wasn't like he had 6 kilos of coke on him? Yeah. I mean, like really?
Right. The officer asked him to please stop hugging him every 5 minutes during the arrest.
He was jumping around.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens there.
It was just a dream.
And in the same breath, Australian men's field hockey player, 28-year-old Tom Craig, was arrested and placed in custody after allegedly attempting to buy cocaine.
Yeah.
Craig left a team function in Paris Tuesday night and just 15 minutes later was arrested for trying to buy 1 gram of coke from a street dealer. He released a statement saying, "I'd firstly like to apologize for what has occurred the past 24 hours. I made a terrible mistake. I take full responsibility for my actions. My actions are my own and by no way reflect the values of my family, my teammates, my friends, my sport, and the Australian Olympic team."
Was he trying to buy it from Michael Jordan's kid? Or?
All right.
You see that?
I did.
Like, I guess you never know when the paparazzi are around.
I guess not. Or maybe it's just like, hey, you know, I need a little pick-me-up. Who cares?
Okay, but during lunch? Do people need a pick-me-up during lunch?
I think people need pick-me-ups all the time.
Have you ever seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes, I have.
What's the Olympic guy doing? Is he just like strolling around Paris like, hey, you know anybody that got some coke on him?
Well, he's probably done with his, you know, what sport was he?
Field hockey.
Field hockey. So he's probably done with his match for the day. And
But Wiggy's right. Like, who are you asking to find a street dealer?
You know what I mean? Don't you like...
Well, there's the Chris Heron story is wild. In his Celtics warm-ups, he went outside the Garden and got drugs.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
But he probably met with his dealer.
Right, he probably knew who it was.
This guy's just strolling around, I don't know, whatever street in Paris, he's just asking randos, hey, you know where I can get some blow?
Yeah, not smart. All right.
An irrational fear, and I'll be interested to know Wiggy's take on this. White Mountain, New Hampshire authorities have warned that hungry bears are coming after everyone, but they're looking for food.
Fun fact, Courtney, the roof deck of Echelon, also known as White Mountain.
Apparently, the bears have become so accustomed to people giving them food and people walking around them that they're not afraid of people anymore.
No. They posted on Facebook to say, we have a strong bear population. If you're hiking in places like the White Mountains, you're going to see bears. The key is to recognize that the bear is not approaching you because it's aggressive. Mm-hmm. The bear is approaching you because it could be food conditioned and it's used to getting food tossed to it. Mm. So they're basically saying, if a bear comes up to you while you are hiking in the White Mountains, don't fret.
Yeah, okay.
They're not aggressive. They just want your food.
Then when you don't have no food to give them, you become the food.
Good point.
White Mountain, also what the field hockey Olympian was looking for.
White Mountain Creamery at Boston College. Very delicious.
Excellent waffle cone.
White Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
One of the breakfast items tomorrow, excuse me for a moment, at the fifth birthday party for this show is a jalapeno cheddar stuffed cornbread waffle.
Oof.
Oh, wow.
Does that sound good?
Delicious.
Can you take me a piece home, please?
I wish you could come tomorrow, Shime.
I know.
You miss not all the fun, but a lot of the fun.
Somebody's got to stay here and do the dirty work.
We appreciate your dedication to that,
Thank you.
Craft. But I'm not a huge cornbread person.
What?
I know.
So good.
You got to find.
It's kind of. I feel like it's dry a lot of the time.
Nah, you got.
Have you ever had Trader Joe's cornbread?
No.
Very good.
You want the best?
Oh, by the way, Trader Joe's has the. I think it's new. The best. They do a good job on the. What are you laughing at?
You're just coming around on Trader Joe's, and I don't know what's changed in your life.
You just can't get regular stuff. It's not.
Used to call it Trader Blows, for the last couple of weeks, once a week, you've brought up a product.
He has been coming around to it.
It has nothing to do with DMs.
Oh, of she's just opening
does.
Your eyes.
No, it doesn't.
She's opening your eyes.
Yeah, he's always
it
there.
Does
now.
Not.
Yeah. Yep.
They have a root beer float. Popsicle.
Okay.
Which it's only 100 calories, Curtis.
Yeah. When was the last time, outside of being with your kids, that you got a popsicle?
I tried the ice cream truck. And it was delicious.
Courtney, when was the last time you bought a popsicle?
Actually, I'm the wrong person to ask. Santo and I usually always have popsicles.
Oh, really?
Wow, yeah, okay. It's just like a perfect after-dinner summer treat that is low calorie. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you can get that now. If you're feeling a little...
Don't go to Moo and you don't need to have the popsicle.
If you're like up in the air on cornbread, Southern Kin and Assembly Row in Somerville, they might have the best cornbread around. So,
well, if you join us tomorrow morning so we can celebrate your fifth birthday and the fifth birthday of this show... You can choose a barbecue burrito.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose boozy donuts from Sarcastic Sweets. It's going to be unbelievable tomorrow morning. Can't wait to see everybody at Sam Adams downtown Faneuil Hall. All right, what else?
Well, you and Curtis are really going to love this next story. Michelle Wu announced the launch of the Boston E-Bike Incentive on Monday. It's a program that will offer eligible residents a voucher between $800 to $2,400 towards the purchase of an e-bike. Recipients will also receive $150 towards bicycle safety equipment.
All right.
So they're going to pay people to use an e-bike.
Correct.
The city is buying e-bikes for people.
And the safety equipment with it.
Think about that.
Yep. Yeah.
Does the city have endless funds available and I just don't know about it?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I'll take an e-bike.
I'm
Sure you will.
I'm guessing
you might not qualify, Wiggy.
Listen.
I don't think it's for anybody who wants one.
Listen, Mayor Wu went to Harvard and graduated. She was the valedictorian of her high school class. She is smarter than I will ever be. I don't understand how you can be that smart and have such bad ideas. Like, you can't incentivize people to do something they don't want by spending money you don't have.
How about giving people $2,000 or whatever the number is, $2,500 for their rent, or $2,500 for their groceries?
Yes,
all right, I'll take that, or
$2,500 for their car.
How about Eversource?
Some people have to use a car to get to work.
Correct.
I hate to break it to these people.
Yeah,
like you can't use an e-bike December through March in this city.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any audio on this?
We do. Before we get to the audio, can I just say how to be eligible?
Yeah.
Okay.
You must be a Boston resident over 18 years old.
All right. I am that.
And to fit the following criteria. Income eligible adult. Now, I don't know what this means. At or below 40% AMI.
Yeah, it's probably average metric index of... you have to make 40% less than the average, whatever. Yeah.
Greg, very close to the next one. A senior over the age of 60.
Okay. Ooh. This is very safe because we can see how seniors like myself drive. So we're going to have people ramming e-bikes in the CVSs all over
the
old people. Okay.
Yep. And an adult with a chronic or permanent disability.
Okay.
So we can hear audio from the chief of streets in Boston.
The chief of streets.
Chief of streets.
What is his or her name? The chief of streets of the city of Boston. Curtis, you could probably look a salary up on that, baby.
I would just say I'm personally offended by the use of chief.
That's a great point.
Joshua Franklin Hodge.
What is it?
Joshua Franklin Hodge.
Franklin Hodge.
Yep.
Why does everybody have five names?
They do.
It's probably a marriage name or whatever.
You got Tibbetts Nuts and you got Franklin Hodge. All right.
Chief of Streets.
Let's hear the audio from the Chief of Streets.
So the vouchers range in value depending upon the circumstances and the type of bike, but they range from $800 to $2,400, and the eligibility is for what we call income eligible adults, so people who make 40% or less of the median income, seniors over the age of 60, and any adult with a chronic or permanent disability.
Great question on the Subaru of New England text line. Aren't people just going to flip them and sell them on eBay or whatever?
I would use mine, though.
It's nuts. All right.
Courtney, I got to apologize to Courtney because I used to criticize her for riding the bikes.
Yeah.
I take a great bike. I'll be riding a great bike to work tomorrow.
I told
really?
You.
The great bikes I love because they're the e-bikes. They're
are
the
you
electric
really gonna,
bikes.
Are you going to ride one to Sam Adams tomorrow?
Yep.
I will do that, too.
I'm all over the city on a great bike.
I will
bike.
Ride from the seaport over there.
Yeah. I'm like
morning.
Debo with my gray bike.
Okay, what time should we leave?
We're not going to make it to a six-year birthday.
It will take me 5 minutes to get from where I live to...
Yeah, you're close.
Yeah, but on those gray bikes...
It won't take me that much longer. I'll just go over the Seaport Bridge. Yeah. And I'm right there in Faneuil Hall.
I would say
it's a terrible idea.
I would say 10 minutes. I've done the gray bike from the seaport.
Uh-huh.
The gray bikes, because they're electric, go faster.
You're only going to be able to get a blue bike, though. There's blue bikes right outside of Echelon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's where the gray bikes are.
I've never seen a gray bike there.
Well, the blue bike probably goes faster than Red Turtle.
No, the blue bikes are the ones, when I say blue bikes, I say gray because the ones that are electric are the gray color.
Yes, I know. I've never seen one of them over.
That's where I got one at the seaport.
Right. We got to take a break. Is there news last?
There's one more story.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to it when we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.